It could have been a major collaboration, a $250,000 investment by the Cat Florence Company, the Allura-based jewelry, gemstone, and hospitality business, to promote Allura's annual Monster Month event. The annual October event that encompasses a wide range of activities, including ghost walks, Halloween-themed dining, movies, craft markets, and of course, the Twilight Zoo, where sculptures by local artist Tim Merton are displayed on buildings all throughout Allura. The proposal, sent by Don Cogan of Cat Florence Canada, included a revamped social media strategy and a creepy cash campaign. The idea? To have participating Allura area businesses chip in money to bring in social media influencers and give them $500 each to spend at downtown Allura businesses, encouraging exposure and foot traffic throughout October. After the promotion, the Cat Florence Company of Canada would refund 50% of the influencer money spent to the participating businesses in Allura. Cogan says the vast majority of businesses approached were on board with the creepy cash idea.
We have enough buildings in the downtown core that want to participate. 46 people opted in to participate with Monster Month. And that's the majority of Allura, man. If you see the list, it's almost every restaurant. Well, people that responded back, only four opted out.
But the plan hit a snag before it could get off the ground. Sensational Allura, the not-for-profit that runs Monster Month, says they were caught off guard. Co-chair Barbara Lee says an announcement about the partnership came before the two sides had sat down to finalize anything.
I had a call from Don on the Tuesday morning briefly to say, we want to connect with you to talk about some great marketing for Monster Month, which was great because they have businesses of their own and they also have a lot of property in downtown Allura. So they have a lot of tenants who are shop owners and businesses and restaurants in downtown Allura. So we were supposed to have a meeting with Cat Florence to talk about opportunities for marketing. However, Thursday night at about 11 o'clock, Don released the email announcing that Cat Florence was going to do this massive promotion of Monster Month. Sensational Allura was not mentioned in any way in there. It was just going to be Cat Florence.
Cogan did admit that sometimes he may rub people the wrong way.
I am a very black and white person. I call it as I call it. I do it as I do it. Maybe they don't like that because maybe they feel that I sidestep them because I just sort of say, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I'm willing to do and this is what I'm willing to spend because I'm the one paying, right?
One key point of disagreement, however, revolved around the control of Monster Month's social media channels. A marketing pitch sent to Sensational Allura included the word takeover, which didn't sit well with the group.
We had the marketing decks from his that he forwarded to us, and we read it, and we said, well, they think they want to own everything, but I don't think so. There had been no proposal to us. There had been no discussion. They were just making a statement saying, we're going to take this stuff over. This was him marketing, and good for him. He's got a reason to want to market downtown. That's great. He could still come back to the table and say, okay, let's do this. We're not telling him he can't do any of that stuff. He can do whatever he wants with that stuff. He's just not taking over our website and our social media account, and that's what he's talking about.
Cogan says that word may have been misinterpreted and insists that control of the social media channels would have stayed with Monster Month.
There's $250,000 we're willing to spend on your brand, on Sensational Allura. And I said, all of these assets will be owned by you and you can allocate one person from your team to work with our army of marketing people. So I thought, hey, let's elevate Allura as a whole, but the assets and the marketing and the promotion and all of that is Sensational Allura, essentially. We offered for them to bring their person forward and for us to work with them to elevate the whole thing. They are the owners of their brand. We are not. We are only investing in their brand.
Still, the backlash was enough for Sensational Allura to officially decline the offer. In a written statement last Tuesday, the organization said, quote, we are a non-for-profit, and as such, we do not authorize your use of any Sensational Allura and Monster Month properties, as it does not align with our established goals, brand, and values, close quote. Following the statement, Cat Florence pulled the promotion plan entirely. Cogan says he's disappointed, but hopes for the best.
I want to see them succeed. I have 37 tenants in Allura. It's in the best interest of the whole community to work together to make it succeed. That is it.
Could the two sides reconcile? Barbara Lee isn't ruling it out.
I would love to see reconciliation too. And I think that it's really up to Don to decide if he wants to have further conversation.
I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.